to the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurry. God bless America. Thank you for being here. We've got so much work to do to save this country, but I know you're up for it. That's why you're here. You do what you can. If you're young and able-bodied, you step up and you work. And if you've got a position like mine, you speak up and you try to rally the troops, if you will. Get as many people on board with you as possible. All right, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, rail traffic for the last week is down. In fact, it has been going down overall for a few weeks. Now, that may not mean much to you, but it should, because it means product deliveries are slowing down. If they're not delivering by rail, they're not delivering. Number two, the Supreme Court's ruling striking down a New York ban on carrying a concealed weapon in public has several states taking notice, because it means they'll have to change laws, most likely. And number three, let me say this. The Supreme Court decisions are big. They're important. And it's been maybe the most consequential Supreme Court session of my lifetime. But the biggest issues facing American families continue to be how to pay the bills and make ends meet. The economy is starting to crush ordinary middle-class Americans, and no matter how much the socialists in Washington try to pivot and protest and gaslight, the facts are stubborn. And the price of gas and groceries, the top of everyone's list of major concerns. And what's worse, for Joe Biden and his band of witless thieves, is they keep using the same old tired lines about it's not our fault, it's Vladimir Putin's fault, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's the fault of domestic terrorists, evil clowns, climate change, bad disco music, or whatever else they try to pull out of their collective backsides. It's sad because the whole blame Russia for everything drill has been used since mid-2016 when it was first launched by Hillary Clinton and her failed presidential candidate and her dishonest team of power-hungry slobs. It didn't work then and, in fact, was proven to be something she and her entire team made up and paid for. But for the dimwits, the useful idiots like Adam Schiff and the rest, it's the only thing they can cling to, because the focus groups are coming up empty. The focus groups are finding nothing else that works. You know, like Ultra MAGA. That was like their big thing that went well for like 10 minutes or so. The American people know socialism sucks. So does Joe Biden. And so does every single clueless cadet on his sinking ship. This is nonsense. This is a bipartisan rejection of bad policies. This isn't even about Republican and Democrat anymore. It's about socialism. We've seen it in places like Cuba and Venezuela, the Soviet Union, China. We've seen it. We know what we don't want. And the people know, the American people know. And now they're just waiting to step up and cast their votes. Enough states have stepped up to beef up security, and enough citizens have stepped up to volunteer to be involved as poll workers and poll watchers, that the theft of the 2020 election will not be repeated in 2022, but it does require you going and voting in person. And I, you know, when you look at the 2020 election, was it stolen everywhere? No, but certainly there were enough questions in places like Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona to say, now, wait a second. You know, if that had gone the other way, the election outcome would have been different. You know, 10, 16, 10, that's 36. That would have made a huge difference. Nevada in the same boat? Well, you've got a different election outcome, don't you? There's just no question about it. By the way, rail traffic, like I just mentioned, the Association of American Railroads reporting rail traffic for the week ending June 18th, that's the most recent reporting we have, down 2.5% compared to the same week 1 year ago. And that's a big deal. The first 24 weeks of 2022 had us even. But had us even as far as car loads, but freight is down 6.3%. Total combined U.S. traffic for the first 24 weeks of 2022, and here's the last one, 11.8 million carloads and intermodal units, a decrease of 3.5%. Decreases across the board for rail traffic. I'm telling you, that is a big indicator of a problem of a recession coming. All right, so you're not going to hear that anywhere either, but rail traffic, something I've decided to start monitoring. Why? Because I need to get you the best information possible. All right, so let's get started now with where we were. Here's the dumbest thing you may hear all week. Potentially. I mean, still time, I suppose. But Energy Secretary, your former failed Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan, saying we will not be held hostage to petro dictators if we build windmills. Yeah, you know what? We won't be held hostage if we open up American energy for everyone either. What an idiot. Bite five, here it is.
With this war in Ukraine, you can see that moving into clean energy is also a national security imperative, an energy security imperative. We will not be under the thumb of petro dictators like Putin if we build out our own clean energy future. No country has ever been held hostage to access to the wind or to access to the sun as a nation. If we build the whole supply chain for our clean energy future in the United States.
Remember last year when Europe had an energy issue late in the summer because it was really hot and they couldn't get air conditioning? Because over the Atlantic Ocean there was this thing called the doldrums. Simply put, it means the wind doesn't blow. The hot air doesn't blow. Politicians' hot air like Jennifer Granholm blows constantly. But yes, they were held hostage by the wind because there wasn't any. They were held hostage by the weather because there wasn't any. The doldrums stopped the windmills from turning, and therefore it was very difficult. Continuing to bite number six, the absurd suggestion that people just buy electric cars. Karine Jean-Pierre offered a big fat nothing on that question. Here it is.
The president yesterday was talking about this transition to greener energy someday. A lot of people can't afford a $60,000 electric car. And they also are having a hard time affording gas right now. That sounds like a painful transition. So how much of that kind of pain is the president okay with?
No, that transition, we are in a transition to clean energy.
Yeah. Then Ducey brought the haymaker, flattened the idea that Joe Biden's doing anything about lowering gas prices at all. Just nothing at all. Bite seven. Listen to this. Go.
The president isn't really doing everything he can to bring gas prices down, is he?
I feel like there's a... is there something else to the question?
Oh, there's a lot to the question.
Oh, okay. Well,
for example,
yeah.
As you mentioned earlier, he's meeting today with people installing offshore wind equipment, but not oil and gas CEOs who are rarely ever in town, but they are today. So how did that help lower gas prices?
Well, the president has done a... So let me step back for a second.
But
you're asking me.
And not with gas.
You're asking me the question.
CEOs, how does that lower gas prices? You said he's done everything in his power. They were a mile away.
Peter, you're asking me a question. May I answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. I just want to take us back a second on how we got here, right? So we have seen gas prices go up by $2 a gallon. One of the reasons we have seen that, is because of Russia's war.
All right, stop it. Stop it. I've had all of her I can take. It's Russia. Please, Hillary. We'll be back with Grover Norquist. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.